Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Trish Trenowith will help us celebrate 50 years of Boomtown in Reno. Plus, we'll talk to Dick Gamick about the militias in Nevada. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Trish Trenowith. She is the director of marketing for Boomtown Casino Hotel that is located in Verdi, just about 7 miles outside of downtown Reno. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're delighted because it's so rare that any casino in Nevada celebrates a 50th anniversary, and that's what Boomtown is doing this year.
Correct. It's a milestone. It's 50 years in our location when Bill and Effie moved their coffee shop to the beginning of I-80.
And one of the interesting connections is that after the Bill and Effie era, the current mayor of Reno, Bob Cashel, became the owner of Boomtown.
Correct.
And what were some of the innovative ideas that he came up with to get that place rolling?
So Bill and Effie's originally was a truck stop and coffee shop. He expanded the truck stop, added the gaming, added the first tower of the hotel, and continued to add bars, restaurants, etc. He used to take care of the truckers very well, too, with a trucker's buffet every year.
A big barbecue.
Absolutely.
And legendary belts that went along with that.
Yes, there were. One for every year.
So it was a very successful property under Bob Cashel, and one of the things that, you know, was very significant and was talked about it at a big celebration that you had a few evenings ago was the length of service of employees. What's the average length of employee service there?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure now. We have lots of team members that have been there 25, 30 years. A lot that are at least 20, so there's a long time. It's a family.
Well, one of the things that was interesting to me was you know, at a certain point, Bob Cashel sold the property. It ended up being owned by one of the larger gaming companies in the country, Pinnacle Gaming. And it sits on, even though the actual area is not huge of the actual property, but the property that they own is like 3,300 acres. It's a huge piece of land that extends all the way to the Truckee River. And Pinnacle Gaming owned it and did absolutely nothing with it. They didn't invest money into the property. And, you know, I don't even know why they bought it. M1 Gaming came along just a couple of years ago, and they've invested $20 million into this property, and it's been a remarkable turnaround. Could you share some of that with us?
Absolutely. They started the second they came in, listening to team members, listening to guests, seeing what changes they wanted to see and what was missing. And so they started from the beginning. We have a great guitar bar in the center, which is one of our feature pieces. It's a renovated bar that was sitting there to begin with. Live entertainment 7 nights a week now. It's just a great meeting place. New carpet, redone gaming floor, new restaurants. They just took the time to put effort and money into the property.
One of the things that Mayor Cashel talked about at the dinner was the fact that, unlike the previous ownership, that M1 Gaming, the two partners, actually sat down with him and asked him what had worked in the past and what might work for them in the future.
Absolutely. Dean DeLillo, our GM, always talks about that. When they first came to Reno with the idea of buying the property, they had a meeting with the mayor and sat down with him and asked if it was a good property to own, if it was a good piece, and what they should do. And he took the time to talk to them about what a great property it was and what he'd like to see in the future, which is growth.
And, you know, that, and you certainly have plenty of room to be able to do that. One of the things that I was also interested in was that, like the Grand Sierra property, Grand Sierra property sits on 150 acres in the middle of Reno at the intersection of the two freeways. And there's been talk in the past about building condo towers along the river on that property. I'm hearing talk now of Boomtown also looking at development along the river.
Absolutely. There's an overall 10-year plan. I, at this point, can't discuss all of the
right
pieces of it, but there is an overall 10-year plan.
You know, nobody
plan
watches this show, so you can share whatever you want.
It's all right, so we can talk about everything. Yeah, there's an overall 10-year plan to work with. That we have over 20 acres of land that we own.
All right, let's take a break. More with Trish Trenoweth when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Trish Trenowith. She is the director of marketing for Boomtown Hotel Casino, celebrating 50 years, which is pretty phenomenal. One of the things that was there for a long time was this huge truck stop. And being that it's located on Interstate 80, and the last property really before, major property before you get to Donner Summit, that whenever it would snow, all the truckers would stay at Boomtown and it would be a big payday for the property. When Cabela's came along and built a property at Boomtown next to the casino, it took out the truck stop. And it just seemed shocking to me that all the time that the previous ownership owned it, they never thought about putting that truck stop back in. But that's changing now, right?
It's a little shocking that they sold that piece and never put another one back in. It is changing. We are looking to do another truck stop. Of course, it has to go through the city and planning commissions, et cetera. But that is on the plans to do another truck stop at some point because it's a great location for it. We have a lot of truckers that stay. We have space in our parking lot for them. Obviously, when the road closes, we are the last spot for them to come. And it's an important piece of business, and they're very valuable.
Cabela's became an important player in this market, too. How much of a benefit is it having a Cabela's located right next to the property?
Obviously, Cabela's drives a lot of traffic for people that are very loyal to them, and we do see some of that coming over to stay with us and dine and game as well.
Are you looking at more involvement with them? Because it was interesting at the dinner, several people came up and said, well, we're from Cabela's and we're here to support Boomtown.
Absolutely. We've worked really hard to build a friendship with them and continue that because we want to be great neighbors and we're all working together in that same area.
What kind of concerts are you putting on this year?
We have great concerts. We just had The Fix in. In May, we'll have Brian Howe, former lead vocalist of Bad Company. We have Colin Ray, Larry Gatlin, Starship, just to name a few, coming up this year. So they're really great. One-hour performances to 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. the last Saturday of the month.
And as far as loyalty goes, it's been interesting because it seems pretty much that the customers stayed despite the lack of improvements, and now they're benefiting from these improvements. What are the responses you're getting from those folks?
They absolutely love it. They like that people paid attention to them and invested in their thoughts and their ideas and what they wanted to see. We have some great guests that we really love having around, and they love being with us and spending their time because we know there's a lot of choices, but it's important to us that they become part of our family.
You know, M1 Gaming coming into the marketplace, what do you think attracted them to the marketplace?
I think it was a couple of things. It's a great property and it's a great area. They moved here with their families. It's a great place to have your family and raise them, and so I think it was the overall community.
And so a real vote of confidence for the Reno market as well as the Reno gaming market.
Absolutely.
Okay, pleasure to have you here. Congratulations on 50 years, and we look forward to the next 50 years, although I might not be around to celebrate with you.
Thank you so much. I'm sure you will be.
Okay, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The heat is on with Dance Inferno in the El Dorado showroom. Call 786-5700 for tickets.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact News 4 if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities. News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart at mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6. Follow News 4 on Twitter.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. I asked Dick Gamick to stick around today. The Washington County District Attorney had a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. And basically, it all revolves around the Cliven Bundy situation in Southern Nevada. You've got Stephen Horsford putting out a release yesterday where he's visited the communities around Bunkerville and very concerned about the militias that are still there. They're doing roadblocks and road checks of the local citizenry. And he's quite concerned for the safety of the folks that live in that region. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I back up clear to the beginning of this whole mess. We've got laws. We're a nation of laws. And we have rules. And if you don't like it, then go through the proper process to change them. Not this open warfare stuff. This isn't going to turn out good, no matter how you do it. And it's crazy. I really have difficulty with it. I have difficulty with some of the positions some of the politicians have taken. This man isn't a patriot and a hero. He is violating the law, as simple as that. And he knew when he went onto that land that it was BLM controlled. If we don't like BLM controlled land, then go through the process that's going on right now to try to take it back under state control. But at the present, it's BLM land. For a lot of years now, people have been paying to use that land for their livestock. He knew he had to pay the money, yet he refused to pay it to the federal government. And there's still the idea running around that he tried to give it to the clerk of the county. I don't know if that happened or not, but he knew he had to pay it. So why not pay it or remove his cattle? I mean, that's the options. This standing up straight against the law does bother me.
Okay, but let's go back to the topic I raised, which is that these, you know, armed militia are in that region. You know, what would you think the sheriff is going to do about that?
I think he's got a real quandary there because there's no telling where this is going to go. And if it explodes, then they're going to have no choice but to take those people out. There's not going to be any option to it. So it's a matter of, you know, you've got disenchanted people in this country, which you have all the time. It makes no difference who's in leadership or anything. You cannot make everybody happy. So you got disenchanted people, but then I think they're doing the wrong thing too, because they are fighting against a law that is the legal law in this land right now. If they want to change that, then fine. Make your shot up at Congress, and I don't mean shooting, actually, but take your shot at Congress, go up there, try to change the law, the legislature. There's a committee formed in this state that is looking at taking back some of the federal land. Go there, go to the polls, put your power in where it belongs. Going out there in open armed warfare is not the way to do this. You're going to lose. If this comes to a confrontation, those people are going to lose. And I tell you, Sheriff Gillespie's got a real serious situation down there.
Let's talk about, you know, you've spoken on this program before about how currently in Nevada and for the last several years, law enforcement of all kinds has been cooperating with each other. And you have a great relationship with all the various kinds of law enforcement. So let me ask you about this, because I don't think that people realized that BLM is not just the BLM, but it has its own law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It also has its own intelligence. How much intelligence do you think was going on prior to the militia showing up at the Bundy Ranch? You know, how aware was either the Forest Service or the BLM of what was actually coming down?
That I have not been on the inside on a lot of this, so I don't know how much they actually had. I would like to think and believe, I know that when we had the issue going up at Jarbidge, where the people moved in there and they were going to take it
this
over and everything
20-odd
else.
Years ago, the Shovel Brigade.
When the whole Shovel Brigade thing was going on, there was a lot of good intelligence going. They knew they were coming. They knew when they were coming. I'd like to think that happened here also. They knew that this was going to happen, at least had information about it, because we do work so well together in this state.
One of the things that popped up in the last 24 hours as we taped this program is that there have been threats made against Senator Reid. and the Capitol Police have increased his security detail. If you go back 20-odd years, there were problems with bombings and threats of bombings with the Forest Service and the BLM in Reno and the Carson Valley. Do you think that there is potential for this to escalate as you look around?
You know, Sam, I am pretty headstrong, and I do charge a lot of times. When people think I don't look at these things, I would really hope that does not happen. We don't need open warfare down there on that land. Nobody's going to win. The people who were fighting this, the Bundys and the militia people, not military, but the militia people down there are going to lose. The resources available to the state government and to the federal government are way above what they can handle. And I really hope they realize that, decide it's time to go home, and do this the way it should be done.
Let's talk about militias in Nevada in general. What is your awareness of them? Are there militia groups in Nevada that you're aware of?
It comes and goes. There are times when we do get some people in here. They'll go out and set up their own little... We had one place up north Washoe County a few years ago where he had range stakes even set out in front of his property where he knew, you know, that's where you take weapons and sight them in, and then you put it out 100 yards, 200 yards, whatever, so you know exactly you're sighted in at that. He had range stakes set out. He had some other stuff going on. Most of that has been involved in the drug business, where they're manufacturing drugs and stuff here. I am not aware of any kind of large militia movement within this state. Idaho had those issues there for years, and last I heard they'd moved out.
Yes, they did. They declared that.
Where they went, I don't know.
You know, as you look toward the future here, what do you think is going to be the resolution of this whole Bundy situation? Unless those people move out of that area, the militia folks, that still creates a huge problem for Sheriff Gillespie.
Well, as long as they're sitting there and armed and stopping people and doing the things they're doing, they don't have the authority to stop people and check them out. They're breaking the law as recently as yesterday by doing that type of activity. Somewhere along the line, this has got to quit. And I don't know who's going to make that decision. Sheriff Gillespie is on top of it. I know some folks from Washoe County have been in contact with him and been watching it. I know some made trips down there to see what's going on and see how we can assist with that from this area. But like I said, hopefully they just get tired of it, pack their bags, and go home. The problem we have here is so many people are disenchanted right now. This thing could really ignite into a major problem. We've got a Congress that is basically non-functional. We've got a legislature that's basically non-functional. We've got a president issuing orders left and right, way above and beyond what his authority is. There's a lot of things happening in this country right now that people are not real happy about. And so there's no telling how big this can grow.
A lot of people were surprised at the force of arms that the BLM went in with. I don't think people really realize how militarized our law enforcement has become, not just on a federal level, but even on a local level.
All law enforcement people are trying to do their job, and that is keeping peace and keeping the citizens of this country protected and safe. And that at one time, it was a position where they could not keep up with the weaponry, they could not keep up with what was going on. All those people, and I've been in law enforcement now for over 40 years, everybody wants to go home at night to their families. And they have a very dangerous job, and something like this just even aggravates it more. And I don't really blame them, and I think they go out there with the attitude that I'm going to go home tonight. And if it means taking some people down, that's exactly what is going to happen. The other side of that is law enforcement is very more attuned. It's not so much the iron hand as it used to be. And they're more attuned to trying to find alternatives or trying to find compromises in these kinds of situations and get them resolved rather than just head-to-head go for it. If it was the thinking that was 20, 30, 40 years ago, this had been resolved. And you'd had a bunch of dead people and you'd had all the media. You'd had nobody, like I said, nobody wins.
It would have been more like Waco.
Yes.
Did the BLM make a big mistake with the First Amendment areas that they set up that were way away from the scene?
That comes down to trying to control it, and it's been a lot more activity in law enforcement to set up areas for that very type of activity so that you're not in the core firing everybody up and try to displace that and yet still give people an opportunity to exercise their First Amendment and say what they have to say and do that type of stuff. Did they go too far this time? I'm sure the courts will give us an answer on that. There's a lot of First Amendment action within the U.S. Supreme Court, so we'll see what they have to say. There's got to be some lines where you can't just do and say anything and everything you want to do, especially when you start inciting people and causing problems.
Okay, so the First Amendment really doesn't become the First Amendment if you don't have free speech everywhere, correct?
If you have absolute free speech, then you have real problems, and that's been shown throughout the years. So there's got to be some curtailment to it, and it's a constantly moving target. Even the United States Supreme Court is still doing First Amendment issues. They're still feeling it out. So to say you have absolute free speech would be like saying we have absolute freedom in this country, and we don't.
Just a brief answer to this one, but it was interesting that Clydeman Bundy did go along with the authority of the sheriff, where he wouldn't recognize the federal government. He certainly respected the sheriff.
Like I mentioned before, or a little earlier, when he was wanting to pay his fees, he wanted to pay them to the county and to the state, but not to the federal government. So, and then same thing here, where he has not taken on Sheriff Gillespie. He's gone along with what he said, as you said, and he's making this distinction, this dividing line between the federal government and the state government.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on About Newsmakers.
You always said when you retired, you'd sleep in. But then you discovered there's just way too much to get up for. Someday you can sleep in, but not today.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way, just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Mr. Morales is nice looking. I don't know what else he has going for him.
The judge sees a problem.
Don't give me the eyes. You know, it looks peculiar when you're looking at an old lady like that.
Can she open his ex's eyes?
You were supporting the live-in sponge while he allegedly was supporting his children.
Something like that.
When your instincts tell you that somebody is a loser, rely on your instincts.
Right.
He's a loser.
Next, Judge Judy.
Jan Evans Juvenile Justice Center was built a decade ago, costing taxpayers $2 million. But the facility is only half full, one entire wing deserted.
Why is part of Jan Evans empty? And the answer is because we built for a need at the time it was built.
A need that may not be there anymore. The decline in our juvenile detention population and the facilities used for the mission. Tonight at 5 on News 4.
Insider.
Is Sterling's alleged mistress in danger? Her close friend tells all.
I fear for her safety.
Then Kevin's at home with YouTube's movie action kid. Next Insider.
On our next broadcast, Bob Compan will be here to talk about what's happening with police in Las Vegas and how it's affecting your insurance rates. We'll see you on the next broadcast.